Welcome back to the Average Joe Sports Show here on 90.9 The Light. Joe Mixey, Adam Fornwald, Denton Day, and Thomas Pinciero now sitting down in studio from our DeMoss Hall studios with the athletic director of Liberty University, Jeff Barber. Jeff, great to have you in here, and we're glad that you could sit down with us.
Well, thank you. I feel honored to be here and to be with you guys. Great being here.
Well, the reason why we always have to have you in is because there's just so much new stuff going around on campus. I mean, maybe if you didn't do anything, but there's so much going on, especially with the we'll start with the buildings. These giant structures are being erected around campus. The Football Performance Center, I never thought it would be that big with the steel going up and everything, and then the Olympic pool over near the Monogram, new practice soccer field, and the Performance Center. What is really your favorite structure that's going on around campus, and how impressed were you that everything's going up so fast?
Well, first of all, it is impressive that things go fast, but that's how Liberty works, and they do that with everything, new dorms and new lots of things, and we're very, very blessed. God's been good to us, and we have a president who's committed to this university, including athletics and many, many other things, to allow this to happen. So probably the most impressive thing is that Montview Student Union. Oh, my goodness, that's amazing, the restaurants in there. So anyway, I don't know that I can really say one's a favorite. They all have different degrees of importance to the individual programs and all that. You know, for me, the APC, which is the Academic Performance Center, I'd have to put first because it's going to help all 20 sports, and the swimmers won't necessarily use the new football indoor or whatever. So, you know, because it's used by everybody, when I talked to President Falwell, we've been discussing it for a few years. I said, you know, it's really kind of the cherry on the top of our sundae that we got great facilities, but we don't have a place we can bring moms and dads and student athletes, prospective student athletes, and see this is where their academic center is. This is where their way. So it gives us a lot of the final pieces that we need in the business that we do.
Now, Jeff, everybody knows that you're the athletic director, but a lot of the students may not know exactly what your duties are. Can you kind of take us through what you do on a daily basis?
Well, I could. It's hard to say because it changes every day. I tell people when I was in development at University of South Carolina, I'd work 75 hours a week, but it was all in development. And our people now work 70, 80 hours a week, whether it's academics or whether it's marketing, whatever. But when you're an AD, you have the entire pizza to work with. You've got all those different pieces of the athletics department. That you're responsible for 20 sports. You're responsible for the academics of the school, I mean, for the student athletes, the compliance, the marketing, the sponsorships, just everything that you can imagine, game experience, the facility building, all those things. So my days are normally spent in a lot of meetings, and a lot of people are grabbing and need you know, help or attention or whatever you want to call it. And so I'm in a lot of meetings. I do a lot of emailing, and so I do a good bit of traveling too, whether it's conference meetings or whatever. So it's really a job that just you feel like you're running around in the front yard with your hair on fire about 24 hours a day.
Speaking of your new buildings, there was also a new conference this year. Liberty Field Hockey took the jump into the Big East in spring into summer. First of all, how proud are you of the girls jumping into what many consider one of the quote-unquote major conferences in all of college?
Really, really proud of them, the coaching staff. You know, we're a young program, and to do what we did, we were ranked 14th in the country last year, our best ranking. And so, you know, it's really amazing the job that Coach Murphy and her assistants have done and the girls have done. And so really, you know, in this business, you are who you play, and our program is good enough that it does belong in that kind of conference. So, you know, as we try to move from FCS to FBS, I think it's a good indicator to other conferences out there that Liberty's doing things the right way and that we'd make a good conference partner. So we're really excited about that, and we're looking forward to being a member of the Big East.
Jeff, I saw that Liberty University was selected to host the 2017 to 2019 Women's Basketball Championship. I think the last time that was held here was 1998, I believe, for the women's. What does that mean for Liberty University?
Well, this is what happened, guys. We hosted 10 years in a row because the conference had a rule that the highest seed, meaning whoever won the highest seed going into the tournament, got to host, and we were always winning the league, so we were always the number one. So the coaches in the league, I think, and and everybody, and I understand that. I've been the same way if I wasn't a Liberty person. Got a little tired of coming to Liberty every year. So now they went out to a bid process, and we have bid every time, and for different reasons I won't go into on the radio, you know, it went to other places. But, you know, we just put together a great bid, and our conference is really dedicated and committed to student-athlete experience. So we made sure that our bid this time, for those 3 years was really centered on the student-athlete and giving them the best possible experience. So we're thoroughly excited to have it back, and we'll do a fantastic job hosting that.
To move to the men's basketball program, you just announced on your Twitter account as well as on the Liberty website that we just added another coach to our men's basketball coaching staff from the University of Virginia, where Richie McKay came from. What does he bring to the table? I believe it's Vic Safera, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sure. What does he bring to this coaching staff, which has already, you know, really shown a lot of growth? His team has shown a lot of growth last year, now into this year. Yeah.
Well, I think the best thing to say, first of all, he's a believer. And he's a Christian coach, and that's who we hire here. So he brings that. But he's also the kind of person and has the experiences of helping to build the Virginia program. So, you know, even when I've hired people in the past, you know, I try to get people with the experience that have been there, been to the place that we want to get to. So Vic has been that way at Virginia. He has been a part of that program and has built it, and Coach McKay knows him on a personal level and feels like he's a good fit for our team and for this university. So, you know, I really trust Coach McKay, and he's an awesome guy, a great coach, and he knows what he's doing. So I told him when he told me that he was interested in him, I said, look, I trust you. If that's the right guy for Liberty, if it's the right guy for our basketball program, you got my support 100%.
And Jeff, one of the things that everybody on campus is excited about is we're taking on Virginia Tech, the football team, is this weekend. I've gone on record saying that this is going to be the biggest win, and we're going to beat Virginia Tech. How do you see the game playing out?
Well, first of all, I love you, man. Thank you for saying we and all that good stuff. You know, I think it's going to be a really good game. I think there's a couple of factors that go into it. You know, they've got a new coach. We've got a new offense. We both have new quarterbacks. They're playing at Bristol. I'm not sure we're going to get there full attention. That doesn't mean we're going to beat them. We're going there to beat them. We want to beat them, and we'll do everything we can to beat them. But I think they'll be surprised. I think every time we play somebody, you know, I remember Old Dominion, we played them a couple years ago. Their AD came up and said, my goodness, I had no idea you guys were this big and you guys were this good. And so, you know, we're kind of a well-kept secret here. We don't want to be, but I think the guys are ready to play, and I think we'll go in there and give them a really good game, and I think it's going to be fun. And I make you a promise that that happens, you and I, I'm taking you to a steak dinner, okay? And I appreciate that. But we are going there to win. It's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. But this program's building and looking forward to Saturday.
If that's the case, I think they're going to win too.
Yeah, then you can come beat.
We have that on record here, so we'll have to pull that tape.
You must be in this room.
That's
though.
Right.
Sticking with football, looking at the schedule, it looks like we have a lot of great home games here for the football team. We have Jacksonville State coming, Gardner-Webb, Charleston Southern. What are your expectations on the season this year?
Well, you know, our expectations are always to win the conference championship. As an athletics director, it's my job to give the tools that coaches and student athletes need to win the league. And so our expectation is to always win the Big South Conference in any sport. Last year, we won the Sasser Cup, which is the best overall athletics program in the league. We won the men's all-sport and the women's all-sport. We had an all-staff meeting yesterday. I said, that is really great, but I'm really disappointed that we only won 6 championships out of 18, and I expect to win 10 or 12. So, you know, that's our expectation. You don't always get it. Just because you have facilities and you have budget, whatever, doesn't mean you're going to win, because if it did, the University of Texas would win the national championship in football every year, and they're 41-35 over the last 6 years. Yeah. So our expectations is for them to win, you know, and then you look at the non-conference schedule, and we do have some tough ones. SMU is going to be a lot better this year. Jacksonville State played for the national championship last year. They're ranked number 2 right now. They had 6 FBS transfers coming in, including a really good running back from Auburn. So it may be the best team to ever come into Williams Stadium. And so, you know, you in this business, you learn what to adjust and what to expect. And we're expecting a good year.
So, Jeff, great things going on around Liberty, great things with our teams. We have a couple of new coaches with baseball, women's soccer. Coastal has left the Big South and
that kind of leaves us among the thick. Where do you see Liberty as far as its future with the Big South and, you know, just striving to perform at the highest level this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with Coastal out, they've always been our formidable our most formidable foe, if you will, and that's why 10 years ago I picked Coastal to be our rival, because we were most similar. So without them in, you know, it's to be honest with you, just I'm not going to lie, it should be an easier path for us. I mean, they're really good, and other schools have a right to be good too, and they're good. So without them in here, things should be easier for us baseball-wise and really in all the sports, really. So, you know, with the Big South, we just want to be a positive member for them. We want to keep them, make them happy and proud of having Liberty in the league. And, you know, we are trying to move on, and I think God's going to open that door one day. But, again, every day we just try to get better and be the best we can be.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jeff, for joining us here on the show, and we look forward to seeing what great things are going to happen this year in Liberty Athletics.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Go Flames.